Hi everyone, I'm Adriana and I'm back here with the one and only Broderick Collins.
Hey, what's going on, peoples?
And today, Broderick, since our last episode was kind of heavy, I thought we would talk about something a little bit lighter, which is tattoos. So, okay, first question. How many tattoos did you get while you were in prison?
I got two tattoos that I'd done myself when I was locked up. It's a cultural thing.
So you've only had two while you're there?
That I'd done, yeah, yeah. I mean, I got a lot of tattoos, but they was from the free world. When I got locked up and I learned how to do it, I did my own.
Okay, so you never had anyone else tattoo you while you were there?
No. I trust me.
Can you explain to us how people typically get them done? So, like, how do they even, like, make the tattoo? How do they make the ink? How does it, like, get into the skin? Can you just, like, explain the process of, like, how these tattoos are being done?
If you don't have Indian ink, you can make it, and that's what we do. It's like the suck. That's what we call the suck. That's the ashes from the when you burn the metal, and shampoo, a little alcohol. It's real, you know, dangerous, but you know it's just it comes out as tattoo ink. But we mix that together, you know, mix it up real good, real well. Then that's your ink. If you don't have the Indian ink. Like, you know, I started getting Indian ink, and once I got an IDOC, Cook County, you got to make the ink. But IDOC, you could get it in easier than the county jail. So once you make the ink, you got to make the gun. So to make the gun, what I use is a tremor. I broke the tremor. You know, the tremor's got a motor in it.
Wait. Is this what everyone did when they were making their tattoos? And you're like giving tattoos?
Some people use their fan motor. I ain't know how to do that. But by them doing that, you could plug it in and it lasts forever. You know.
There was no, like, people weren't doing like stick and pokes or anything like that.
Oh yeah, I done that too. But if I had to do that, you know, that's more money to do that. You need that. You know, all we had was the flexible pins anyway.
Let's start really basic. Start with the stick and poke tattoo. Like, okay. How did that get done? And then we'll go to the, because your way, it sounds like, I don't know, can everyone do that?
Yeah, it's a lot of creativity there. All right, but the stick and poke, same, you know, the same ink, but, you know, you get you a little flexible prison pen, and then you take a staple if you ain't got no needle, and then you burn the staple or the needle, whichever way, you know, that's called, like, sterilized. And then what I used to do, I used to leave it in alcohol overnight. You know, it's hard to get alcohol, but if you get it, you good. Leave it overnight after I sterilize it. And then I stick it in where the pin actually is. Take that out, and then I put the sook, what they call the sook of the tattoo ink, inside the, like, a tube. Or I could just wrap the little tear sheet up and wrap the thread around it. And then I just stick and poke as I go like that. But that's how we do that. We just make it like stapler. Like, you know, we got to grind it down and make it real pointy, if you got a needle. Safety pin, something like that. Is, you know, safety pin is easier to get, you know, cause from the COs or whatnot. If you can't, you just get the stapler. You know, they come, I mail get stapled, or the little daily bread things have staples in it. So it's like you can get you a staple. So then you got the artwork. Like, I draw it down on a piece of paper. You shade whatever part you want it done. I did arms, shoulders, backs. Pretty much all I did. I wasn't doing all that other stuff, man. You know, that's too much. But, you know, you shave. Say, I just say your arm. And then you get, like, a little a speed stick deodorant. You know, it's that slick material type thing. Yeah, then I just, you know, rub it on his arm, and then I lay the artwork on his arm. Then I rub it that on his arm so it'll show up. And from that point, I just stick and poke, dip it in a ink I made or that I got with the thread around the staple or the needle. Stick, poke, and just keep going. And just trace what I just created on his arm. And that's how you get the stick poke tattoo.
And for anyone who doesn't realize, when he says like a prison pen, it's like those Bic pens that are like super flexible. And bendy. Like you can't, no click part. It's just like that basic pen with a cap. Okay, now let's talk about how the professionals did it.
Yeah, so what I've done it because I made, you know, made some nice money doing it because, you know, I like to draw or whatnot and I'm pretty good at it. So I bought some trimmers strictly for that, broke it down, took the motor out, and I had needles and safety pins. So that's even more because that's only one time I get to use it. So I used a pin and I take, you know, the little motor that it'll spin around real, real fast on the trimmers. So I put it on that, you know, then close the trimmer back, you know, make sure it's secured and locked in. And then I just, you know, put the battery in there and, you know, turn the power on and just, it poke as you spin it real fast, you poking. So that's how I made my tattoo gun and show other people how to do it. You know, it was one guy who been locked up like a long time since 80, showed me how to do it. And, you know, from that point, I started learning how to do it myself, putting it together myself, because I knew how to do it, and then I started doing tattoos. So I do that same routine, like draw whatever they want down, you know, put the little deodorant on it, and then just go down. But with this one, it's easier and quicker, because I could actually blend better with those, because when you blend it with the poke, you just got to go lighter. You got to just know just to break skin and just blend. But with the tattoo gun that I created, it was kind of easy. You could just move differently. So it's a technique, but it's a hell of an outcome when we finish.
When people would come to you and ask you to make these tattoos, like what kind of tattoos are people getting?
Of course, gang tattoos in prison. They want to represent. Then right under that is probably like, you know, a name or so, a significant other, so your kids, your mother, grandmother, your dead homies, something like that. But heavily, everybody wanted gang tattoo. That was heavy in there. So they wanted to rep they set as much as possible because that's where the real gangs at anyway in prison. All this stuff out here is just like street mobs and all that and cliques. You really gang banging there, so you want to let it be known. So that's what I did the most, like just gang signs and meanings and guns, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, you got some that's wanted to let a little that wasn't probably heavily affiliated. Just wanted like something to keep them in mind of a loved one they lost or something like that. So I did a bunch of those. I even did some portraits. They let me practice on them, but you know, the one who I practiced on, he figured like he had natural life, so it's a free tattoo. If it come out good, it's good. If it come out bad, you know, I got nine. I ain't going away anywhere. That's what his mindset. So he let me like basically practice on his arm like a portrait, and you know, it came out decent to me the first time. But I'm kind of hard on myself because I know I could do better. You know, I just need some time, but everything he wanted, I did for free because he let me practice on him. But I got better at that, and, you know, it's kind of like then, that's when the big money started coming in because guys started wanting portraits. And, you know, when I was drawing portraits on with pen and paper was like $150 to $200. So now this right here is like $250 and up. So you can make some good money in prison with tattoos.
That's really interesting. And it kind of answers my next question, too, because I was going to say, why do you think people get tattoos? But you said, well, a lot of them are getting tattoos. So, like, what does it mean to other people when you're walking in and you are repping your gang? You know, people want that for a reason. So is that, like, an important thing for people to know?
In a way, yeah. But if you know you and your mom know you, you straight. So you just pretty much just walking around just letting people know that, man, this is what I am. So it's kind of like a target on you that you put on your body. Because now, you know, the officers know now. So now you can get STGs and you can just get unnecessary drama when you do that. But yeah, a lot of guys did that and let it be known. And, you know, best luck to them, man. Good luck with that.
Okay, so it's more of a, like, just like a bigger statement. Even though yeah. people probably know, you're just, like, making it even more visible.
That's all. Look at me. I'm this type stuff.
Are you even allowed to be getting tattoos while you're in prison?
Absolutely not. That is a crime. That is a crime right there to get a tattoo. So when you first get there, they take a picture of your body. So they know all your tattoos. If you look somebody up on IDLC.com or any other penitentiary, they talk about the tattoos that's on you. You know, your height, weight, all that, you know, the cases, tattoos, all that is on there. So they do that every year. So if it's another tattoo, they looking at your mugshot already. So it's something else on your body. It's kind of like, oh, you just got that. So, you know, that could be, you know, devastating because you could go, you know, to jail. If it's jail, we call solitary confinement jail. Because, you know, that's a different world in there. But anyway, you could go there. And it depends on what they charge you with. Because they could charge you with so much, especially if you got a gang sign on you. You know, that STG, that's, you know, your security threat. But
what is STG?
Like a security threat. It's like you. It's a gang tattoo, but it's a threat to the institute. Like, you a threat. It's STG. So it's you a gang banger. And just watch you. That's a 100 class. That's a 100 ticket. When you gang banger like that, you would get 6 months for that alone. But it varies too. But STGs is one of the most severe tickets you could get in prison. So a lot of people just chance it by getting that tattooed on them. But yeah, you ain't supposed to hide that. And then if they catch you doing a tattoo, both y'all going to SIG. Like if they see somebody coming out my cell, you know, with a fresh tattoo, they, you know, I'm going to SIG too. Cause I'm always take my way. I ain't, you know, when I did have a celly, you know, it was his fault. So I take the weight. Then you got all type of like penalties. Like if they see the gun, like if they see any tremors broke or a fan broke or an ink pen with no, you know, with the flexible ink pen of the prison pens with no like pen in it, you know, you going straight to SIG cause they know what you doing or what you do. So, I mean, you could beat the ticket because you could say, man, I dropped my tremor, stuff like that, because I've done that like 3 times. But it's just the hassle of just going back and forth, moving your stuff back and forth. You know, that's why I charge what I charge, because I'm, you know, I'm risking my freedom as well.
Over your 13 years, have you ever been caught having a new tattoo or giving tattoos?
Yeah, I got caught giving a tattoo. I got caught giving a tattoo, but I ain't get caught with having a different tattoo, but I got caught giving a tattoo like 3 times. And one time I gave a lady, a guard, a tattoo, you know, like that's some hush hush, you know, cause I was good at it. And then she brought me like real ink. So that's how I was able to do it. You know, it was real ink. She came with fresh needles and, you know, real like alcohol to clean it and all that good stuff. So she let me do it. It was just on her shoulder, but she let me do it, and I appreciate the real ink because now I can charge even more because this is the real stuff. So yeah, you ain't supposed to hide that. It's a lot into that.
I was gonna say that is risky. Like, do people think about that when they're doing their tattoos, like what's in the ink, or I guess it's going on the top layer of skin, so it's kind of like, I mean, because you know tattoos can get infected and stuff like that.
Absolutely, but yeah, it can get infected. You could get keloids, you could get poison, you get all type of stuff. But it's a life you living in prison, man. You're in okay anyway, so you just got to make yourself feel good, and sometimes that make them feel good. You know, I mean, I bought shoes just to feel good for the moment. You know, you just got to feel good for that moment of feel accepted, appreciated or something. So a lot of guys got tattoos of their gangs just to feel accepted or just to feel the love. Or some people got tattoos to just feel, you know, like you just did something, you accomplished something, man. Yeah, I ain't just waste my time here. Yeah, I got this done. But yeah, you really, really taking a chance on that, because that could be some real devastating, like after effects. We don't know what's the side effects, none of that. We just know how to make it with the ashes from the fire, from under the table, the metal that we burn to cook, shampoo, alcohol. So, you know, we just taking a chance on that. And good luck, you know, that's all I tell them. Like, man, you know, I wish you well. It's going in your skin. I don't know how far I got to get to your bloodstream and all that good stuff. But, you know, I ain't never had no complaints yet of someone getting really, really sick by the tattoos.
Why do you think tattoos are such a big thing in prison? Because I feel like everyone, you know, it's like prison tattoos. Everyone gets a tattoo.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's not mandatory, of course, but it's kind of mandatory, you know, that you say you got a prison tat. Like I have a prison tat, so it's kind of like, man, this is like, you know, when you get your teardrop, when they say you did a body or whatnot. But everybody, you know, want that, and they can just say that. But it's kind of like a cultural thing. Like, you got some people just do it this way, that way. I'm going to do this, represent this and that. And it's all type of, once you know what you know, and as the gang-wise, you don't have to put down your gang name, like Black Disciples or Vice Lord. You ain't got to do that. You can just put down a logo or a symbol, and then people's going to know what it is. So, you know, it's ways to just be present. That's all it's about, just being present. Like, man, look at me, man. Or you showing that money. So people knew who was who with the tattoos. Like, you know, I got a unique handwriting. So people's kind of like, man, I want you to write this for me. And then they know, like, man, I know who did that tattoo. So, yeah, I got my mama hand. My mother got a unique handwriting. But yeah, like, you know, but anyway, I write well when I want to write. So, you know, my mind is different from everybody else's. So then they could be like, man, I paid this amount for mine. They know that it wasn't cheap.
I can confirm you do have nice handwriting.
I appreciate it.
So my last question, what is your favorite tattoo that you have? Or just, can you describe a couple of your favorite tattoos that you have, regardless of like when you got it?
Well, I got a big tattoo on my back. You know, it ain't quite finished yet, but I'm gonna tell you the whole thing of what I want, what it's, how it's gonna be. Right now on my back, I got the heart and the wings, and that's a symbol of my, you know, the mob I was with. Then I got my mother name inside the heart with on a banner. I got my sisters over it. You know, they my heart as well. I love my sister to death. And I'm have my kids on there with the clock, with their birthdays and their names, all up under that. But inside the heart, you know, whenever I get, you know, that person, and that person to be inside, then I'ma have my like doves on each side of my shoulder, and that's gonna be my grandparents. So that's my favorite tattoo that I got on the outside. But I'm just, it got to get finished though. But that's it though. I love that tattoo. It's special.
It sounds special, and it sounds like there's a lot that goes into it. So I'm sure it's a work in progress.
Yeah, you can't get it all done in one day. But I got to, you know, all my tattoos got meaning, though. I got my uncle who was my father figure, you know, my role model, my Uncle Jimmy. He tattooed on my chest. So everything I do got meaning and purpose to it.
Well, that was really interesting to hear everything about the tattoos and your favorite tattoos and how everything was done. I feel like it's like you know, I think, like I said, everyone gets a prison tattoo, but we don't really know how it's done and like why, what. So it's kind of cool to dive into that more.
Yeah, you should see, like, you know, when we try to set it up and get it done, how it happens and how it go and how many people's got to be involved, man. But it's a sight to see.
What do you mean? How many people do have to be involved?
I mean, like, I have to have my personal, like, security watching out for me. And then he got to have his guy, I mean, somebody watching out to make sure that, you know, I ain't we neither one of us getting caught. Say if we're in a cell house and, you know, we just probably go in the cell and just get the tattoo done that way, or we could be doing it in the yard. We got to have people watching it, even though the police be in the tower, but it's a lot of, it's every yard got a blind spot. And then it's going to take the cop to tell us where the blind spot at. So this is how, you know, they all just really don't care. But still, you got to watch people because, you know, I walk the street. Like I said, that's a different world. So we call it the streets is walking on the walk. So walking, you know, trying to, you know, just beat them, intimidate people, but it never failed. They just like getting us in trouble. But anyway, we have people watching. So they, and if they do catch us, they got to catch us in action. If you see my the gun up, the tattoo gun in my hand, you got to catch me doing something. You got to catch it. Well, by the time y'all get over here, I done slung that thing. So I done threw like four of them. So when what you throw, I threw a rock. Now, if they find it, the tattoo gun, that's a problem. But, you know, I just sling it just over the gate just somewhere. So they never found it. So, you know, I was good with it. You know, I got a nice little arm so I could just throw it hard. But that's how I got out of those shells. But it take a lot. It take timing. Like say, like, you want, like, a quick name or something. Like, man, look, I ain't gonna go to child or whatnot. Everybody go to child as you walk past. Say you're on my gallery, on my deck. You walk past, my cellie leave out, and you come in. So they know if you coming in the cell with me, you finna get a tattoo done, or we finna fight. So them the only two times you people's other guys coming in the cell, the tattoo or fight. So anyway, but not going to child, so child maybe like 20 minutes max. So you come in, get your tattoo done, then when they walking in, you know, the door's open, and you walk right out. But they supposed to do count, but they never did it in Stateville, so it was easier to get it done now.
That would be so frustrating, though, that you made that gun and then you had to throw it.
Yeah. I gotta get rid of the evidence. I threw like four of them, but the trimmers that I was using was only like $15, so I was making, you know, a lot of money. So I, you know, this money to blow, but the trimmer that I was using for my head costed a lot more. So I ain't touched those. Those were strictly for my beard and my head. So nobody touched those. I don't share stuff like that. But tattoos, only like $15. So I was all right.
Well, this was super fun and interesting. And it's cool to hear about all of that.
Yeah. A lot of people be wanting to know about us and tattoos, but it's like it's a cultural thing. It's a fashion statement. It is what it is. But everybody want that prison tat to just have, to just walk around with, to just say like, man, I got this when I was in the joint. You know, that's kind of like thing.
It's like your rite of passage.
Yeah, he did that. He did, yeah. But you know, the longer you out, the more you realize like, damn, I did do that. So it ain't really much, but, you know, shout out to those who let me tattoo them, man. I remember all of them. I ain't gonna say no names, though, because, you know, cops may be fans of this.
Well, thank you so much, Roderick, as always, for sharing with us all your experiences.
Always a pleasure, man. Anything for you.
If anyone has questions for Broderick or they want to share anything with us, you can email us at piecesfromprison@gmail.com. Otherwise, we will see you next week.
Indeed, indeed.